You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. A Kempis's work is read by David Cochran Heath. The Imitation of Christ was first published in the 1400s. It is approximately 230 pages long and is divided into four books. It is among the most loved devotional classics ever penned for the Christian reader. This recording was produced in 2004 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. Please visit hovelaudio.com to offer your impressions of this recording and to explore additional titles. And now, Hovel invites you to listen, enjoy, think, and grow.
Forward. In preparing this edition of The Imitation of Christ, the aim was to achieve a simple, readable text which would ring true to those who are already lovers of this incomparable book and would attract others to it. For this reason, we have attempted to render the text into English as it is spoken today, rather than the cloudy, archaic terminology that encumbers so many translations of Christian classics. The result, we feel, has achieved a directness and conciseness which will meet the approval of modern readers. In the second place, we have made use of the familiar paragraph form, doing away with the simple statement or verse form of the original and of many translations. This was done in the interest of easier reading and in order to bring out more clearly the connection between the single statements. No claim of literary excellence over the many English versions now extant is here advanced, nor any attempt to solve the problem of the book's authorship. Theories most popular at the moment ascribe the Imitation to two or three men, members of the Brethren of the Common Life, an association of priests organized in the Netherlands in the latter half of the 14th century.